This is WKOK Sunrise.
And thank you so much for joining us here on WKOK Sunrise. Super upbeat day today. Everybody's kind of bopping around. Everybody's pretty happy. We just got a visit from Tom Morgan in here. Rob Centers, our fabulous producer, and Matt Catrillo's over in the newsroom. And in the studio with us now, Catherine Long and Aaron Dunleavy are here. They're registered dietitians from Wise Markets. They're both healthy living coordinators, and they're part of the growing team of individuals, women, who are the smart people when it comes to diet, fitness, exercise, and making appearances and trying out recipes and bringing good things for me to sample. Did you bring something?
It's hiding.
Oh, it is hiding. Okay, that's fine. Okay. If you hadn't warned me, I wouldn't ask for it. But we're always hungry for a good sweet treat around here. All right, so we'll talk more about that later. Boy, I'll tell you what, dead serious topic today, diabetes. Mm-hmm. We just hear more and more about it. So, National Diabetes Month.
Right. So, November is American Diabetes Month, and it's really important. Diabetes, Aaron, we were just talking about it. She's mm-hmm. like, it's not going away. So, 30 million Americans, or 10% of the population, has diabetes. And then there's another 84 million Americans that have pre-diabetes. So, it's like a condition where your blood sugar is a little bit higher than it should be, but not high enough to be diagnosed with diabetes. And the scary thing is that most people, or a lot of people with pre-diabetes, do not know that they have it. So that's why it's important to get your screenings. There are some signs and symptoms of diabetes, but they can be very mild, and they can also, you know, just mean other things. So for instance, if you are increased hunger, tired, you're really thirsty, dry mouth, some of those are some symptoms, but really the best way to tell is to go to the doctor and get your fasting blood sugar checked. And so, I mean, that's really the only
right.
way to really
that's the
know.
Only reliable
yeah.
Way. Right. What are those signs and symptoms that aren't really good clues?
Right. So kind of just what I said. So like if you have increased hunger, increased thirst, but then you're drinking more, so you're going to the bathroom more.
Right. It's really hard.
Right.
Whenever I tell people those symptoms, it's kind of like, well,
it could be anything.
People, right. Kind of like fatigue goes along with many
oh,
symptoms
yes.
of things.
Or
so
just everyday life.
So the bottom line is to just get to your doctor and have that blood test taken. That's
yeah.
the best way to really know.
Well, and your normal shtick when you come in here is that diet, fitness, and exercise, be fit, don't go too far above your BMI if you are above it all, eat well, you know,
exactly.
eat on the periphery.
And we will get into this a little bit later, but really we don't really, there's not a diabetes diet. It's
right.
just really the things that we recommend to mostly everybody, and the key really is to really try to get in your fresh fruits and vegetables, and get in fiber is also important because fiber helps to slow down the absorption of sugar or carbs, so that can also be helpful as well, along with, like you're saying, exercise and try to stay at a healthy weight. These all can help lessen your risk for developing
yeah.
diabetes.
So I want to explain quickly what happens in your body, because I just feel like I'm always is the one that wants to know the why behind everything, or like how things work. So when we eat, you know, bread and pasta and crackers, so the carbohydrates in our diet, so those are broken down into a sugar called glucose, and that enters your bloodstream. So we hear of our blood glucose. So as your blood glucose increases, your pancreas makes this hormone called insulin. And insulin is like the vehicle that can get the blood sugar from your bloodstream into your cells, where your cells use it for energy and just everyday living and every function in your body. So when you have diabetes, insulin is not working properly. So either your pancreas isn't making enough insulin, or it's not working in your bloodstream to get it into your cells. So there's a problem with the insulin, basically. And then the sugar remains in your bloodstream, so it's really high. So you have that high blood sugar. And so A1C, you might hear that term too if you get your lab work done. So that's kind of your blood sugar over a period of time. So that's kind of how it works. I just think it's
right.
interesting to know how it works. And so there's different types of diabetes too. So we have type 1 diabetes and type 2. So type 1, it usually appears in children, but it can be diagnosed in adults as well. And so this is where the pancreas doesn't produce enough insulin. And then type 2 is the most common form of diabetes, and that's where your body doesn't use the insulin properly. And I also mentioned pre-diabetes. Oh, I'm sorry. So your blood sugar is higher than normal, but not enough to be diagnosed with diabetes. And then there's also gestational diabetes, which happens in women who are pregnant.
Okay, so...
Threw a lot of information at you.
Well, it is, but... And is diabetes always preventable? Is it ever preventable?
Not always. Like type 1, you know, there's a genetic component to it.
Right.
So if you have a family history of diabetes, you are more likely to have it yourself. So no, it's not always preventable. Type 2 is probably more preventable.
Type 2 is the most preventable. And just with what you mentioned earlier, eating a healthful diet, mm-hmm. getting your exercise, staying at a healthy weight, those are really three key factors to try to lessen your risk. So there are things that you can do to definitely lessen your risk, mm-hmm. but unfortunately, it's not always preventable.
Right. But I love to eat too much, and I love to drink too much. So
I know. And this is the hard part, because...
I want to become diabetic.
No, oh, well. You sure don't. There's a lot of consequences if you have diabetes, and especially if it's left untreated. But... I just lost my train of thought.
I would say portion control is huge with diabetes.
Wants
too.
To be diabetic.
I know. I think you really caught me off guard.
Yeah.
You know, you see so many people. It's like, what are you doing to take
care of
yourself?
I remember. Yeah. It's because things like this, you don't see the consequences overnight. They kind of take time to develop. And we're just kind of in that culture of like instant gratification. Mm-hmm. We want to see instant results. But, you know, these things take, you know, years to develop.
Right. And if you're someone out there who maybe you're not sure, and maybe you have a family history of diabetes and you really want to try to lessen your risk, follow, you know, our tips for a healthful diet. But then also portion control is huge, too.
That is,
so maybe just really being more aware of how much you eat at one time, because your body can really only handle so much. I mean, it really works hard to get everything absorbed and digested. And as Catherine mentioned about the insulin is always trying to work to get that sugar out of your bloodstream into the cells. So if you overeat consistently, then that's where you might fall into that trap and have more of a risk.
Yeah. One of our listeners sends me a text, says you can be a thin diabetic, Mark. You
Absolutely.
Don't have to be obese.
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah. Weight is a risk factor for type 2 diabetes, but not always. I have an uncle, actually, who his blood sugar is really high, and he got diagnosed with diabetes, and I was like, wow, I just never would have suspected that.
I would say that would be more of a genetic factor, too. Yeah. It probably runs in the family, but it can definitely happen, and that was a great point.
At any shape, any size, any age. And actually, so the American Diabetes Association website, if you just Google their website, they have probably the best resources right there at your fingertips, and they actually have a risk quiz, and it literally only takes 1 minute to take the quiz, answer a few questions, and it kind of gives you like a 1 through 10 number to see what your risk is for diabetes. I took it the other day to just kind of go through it and see what it was, so I think that's really good information. And I actually posted this link in our Wise Dietitian Facebook group earlier about 7:30 this morning. I think it'll post in there. So if you join our Wise Dietitian Facebook group, or you're already a part of it, we will send you right to that link.
Wise Dietitians.
Yep. So it's just Wise Healthy Bites. If you search for that on Facebook, you will find that group.
All right. So you should follow that. You can get more information at wisemarkets.com. Any other key information about diabetes to pass along? National Diabetes Month?
Right. I think just the most important thing is, if you haven't had your fasting blood sugar checked in a while, you know, go to your doctor and make sure that they do that as part of your annual screenings.
All right, yeah. I get an annual checkup, and I have to do the fasting thing. Mm-hmm. And then you get your blood test, and then you go eat copious amounts of foods to come. It's a tradition. So, all right. Well, we are talking to two of the registered dietitians from Wise Markets, part of the growing team of individuals at the store system, who are healthy living coordinators and are out there helping to produce the Healthy Bites magazine, doing in-store appearances. Erin, are there some in-store appearances coming
up? I actually have a Live Well with Diabetes store tour. So in relation to this topic, if you're in the Selins Grove area, it's the Monday before Thanksgiving, the 25th at 3:00 in our Selins Grove store. So if you want to learn more, you can check out our website, the Wise Dietitians page, and get in contact with me. Just check out my schedule for Selins Grove, and you can find out how to register that way.
Right. That would be good for even somebody who has a family member or a friend.
Right.
Anybody would benefit from that.
If you're the cook in the family and somebody on board is diabetic. And one of our listeners sends one final note for this segment: why is insulin so expensive? expensive?
Oh, boy.
That I don't know, but yeah.
That's above our pay grade, dancer.
Well, yeah, that's
I wish it wasn't.
Question. Yeah. Right.
Health
right.
insurance. Yeah. Oh, boy. I could go on a roll about that.
It's a big complication. Well, and it's you can go specifically to the providers of insulin for that answer, which
That would more be like your health insurance company or something like that.
Right.
Yeah.
At the pharmacy level around here, there's not too many options that they have to sell that, which comes from these particular. I think there's two companies that make it, two or three, and they all charge a lot for it. And you can go
it's
to
unfortunate.
Canada.
Right.
You can go to Canada and get the old-fashioned insulin, and that's much less expensive. So, all right, to be continued. But thank you, registered dietitians Catherine Long and Aaron Dunleavy here today. We'll have more with them at 7:40.
This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thanks so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Matt Cotrillo's in the newsroom. He says there is a slowdown on Route 54 in Elysburg and in MVA there at Penn Avenue, which is the Snydertown Road. So watch for the slowdown there. No injury accident. Police are on the scene, but no other emergency responders necessary there. Elsewhere, just the usual slowdowns. Route 54 west at Riverside, Route 11 north at Northumberland, and everywhere in Northumberland. And two trucks are going by. All the houses on 5th Street, even as we speak. So they're all over the place in Northumberland. In the studio with us now, I'm so glad to say that registered dietitians and licensed dietitians and nutritionists.
That's right. Registered and licensed.
Okay, super. That's RDN and LDN for Catherine Long and Aaron Dunleavy. So
good
thank
morning.
You both so
good
much
morning.
For coming in. A very especially exceedingly colorful Healthy Bites magazine for
that's
the holiday
right.
edition.
Okay, we are really excited about this magazine. So the November-December issue is out now. So you can get it in stores or always online at healthybites.wisemarkets.com. So we have, there's so many good recipes in here for the holidays, like holiday appetizers, holiday baking. My favorite right now is the section on pomegranates. So pomegranates have a very short season. He's trying the salsa we made. They're really only in season October through January.
These are pomegranates?
Yeah, pomegranate
seeds. I didn't think I liked them.
There you go. So they're really, you know, a very bright red or deep ruby colored fruit. And it can be hard to get. Some people don't know how to get the seeds out of a pomegranate. It can be a little tricky. So basically, cut a pomegranate, you know, down the middle and then opposite ways. So slice it in quarters and then put each quarter in a bowl of water and then kind of get the seeds out that way. So pomegranates, the juice will stain. So I think it's really that helps you kind of avoid splashing it on yourself. Kind of like if you're peeling an orange or something. You know what I mean?
Right.
What am I enjoying?
Okay. So this is the, it's a black bean, pomegranate, and mango salsa.
Ooh, it's got a little sting to it.
Yeah. So there's some jalapeno in there. So just some black beans, fresh mango, the fresh pomegranate seeds. There's a little red onion in there, a little jalapeno, cilantro, lime juice, and salt. I actually put a little lime zest in there too.
That's super good.
Oh yeah. I think, I mean, if anything calls for like lime juice or lemon juice, I always add a little bit of the zest because it just gives it even more flavor. So this would be, first of all, it's so colorful, really colorful for the holidays, would be a great recipe to take to a party, like just something really unique that people might not have seen before. I've sampled this already a couple times now, and even though the magazine just came out, I've had a couple events, and people really like it. And some people honestly have not had fresh pomegranate before.
I can't say I have either.
There you go.
It's super good. They're quite They just taste kind of like beans kind of thing.
Right. It's just like a little
like
bit juicy.
Kind of thing.
Yeah. Juicy. Yeah. That might be the black beans in there, but it's
Who
just
made
like.
This?
I did. I made it this morning, fresh for you, Mark.
Thank you.
Up bright and early, making
That's
them
right.
Super just
good.
For Mark.
Yeah.
Okay. And I have a serving here?
You probably have a little less than a serving. Okay. You probably have a quarter cup. A serving size is a half of a cup. So just a really good.
Oh, this isn't quite that. 73 calories, zero, no fat
no
in this.
Fat.
So on the holidays, you can
Right. So there's even 4 grams of fiber and 3 grams of protein in there, which are coming, you know, mostly from the black beans that are in there. So,
and something else you can do, so you can just have it as a regular salsa, but you can also put it over meat, like maybe over chicken or fish.
Okay. I don't know. What do you think about putting it on like eggs?
Mix it in there.
Right.
Too.
Like, I think it would be good on like on salsa. Top of scrambled eggs. I don't know. I was thinking about that this morning. I must have been hungry.
Yeah, we're really thinking outside the box here. But I mean, it really mixes it up a little bit and adds some color to what you're eating.
Yes.
And this is recipe for this. The pomegranate, mango, and black bean salsa is in the current Healthy Bites. It's the centerfold. So if you open it up, it folds out and you see this dish in beautiful.
Yeah. And so there's, and I think the most important thing about the pomegranates is how to get the seeds out. So we have information in there on how to get the seeds out of there. But you can also find some of them with the pre-cut fruits and vegetables, the little seeds in a container. So sometimes they do the work for you.
You have the chocolate avocado mousse.
Yeah,
and the
that looks really good.
Dark chocolate ganache cheesecake. That looks pretty good. Why can't you bring dark chocolate ganache? Come on now.
We wanted you to try the fresh pomegranates.
And you have some other healthy healthy recipes, leftover turkey sliders.
Mm-hmm.
So looks good in your picture there.
Thanksgiving leftovers. Sure. Sometimes I feel like the leftovers are the best part about Thanksgiving. Like you get Thanksgiving meal 3 more times.
I want to fast forward to my kids' page. That's the only page
Mark's
I really enjoy.
Mark's favorite is the kids' page.
But it's chocolate avocado. I'm not a huge fan of chocolate or of avocado, of course.
Oh, I heard it. I heard
fan
it.
Of avocado or chocolate. So, but
yeah, so that's a fun recipe for kids. It's
but
really
anybody can, kids can make
oh,
this?
Oh, yeah. Anybody could make this. Yeah.
And the thing, I mean, avocado is in it. It's a chocolate avocado pudding, but that the avocado really just helps make it creamy. Mm-hmm. So you don't taste the avocado, nor do you see it. Like in the picture, you see it's a brown chocolate color. So it kind of boosts up the nutrition and also adds to the texture a little bit.
Well, now some people say avocados are like those fakey fruits that actually have some fat in them.
They are actually the only fruit that has fat. Now, remember, there are different types of fat. So they have what's called monounsaturated fat. So this is the heart healthy fat that is really good for our heart health and also brain health as well. So avocados are really a great superfood to be including.
Right.
Oh, they're one of the superfoods. I've forgotten.
Yeah.
We haven't talked about superfoods in a while. We'll have to do that next month. But okay, and we are highlighting the Healthy Bites magazine in part because the holidays are coming up and there's a lot of good recipes in here. A lot of this low fat selections and of course all of it delicious and the pomegranate dip thing.
Salsa,
yeah, just super good. I'll tell you what,
and it is really tasty. I would definitely give that one a try.
I don't usually like things that have a little bit of a sting to them, but it's not hot by any stretch of the imagination. But it is very good. All right, so that's in there along with other good recipes, and you can get this at Wise Markets themselves or at Healthy Bites or WiseMarkets.com or on Facebook, Wise Healthy Bites on Facebook, right?
Yep, our Facebook group is Wise Healthy Bites.
All right, super. We talked about diabetes in our first segment. Some really good crucial information for folks if they know somebody who is diabetic or they are pre-diabetic, which I guess there's this huge number of people who are pre-diabetic. And so if you're concerned about that, tours are coming up where you can learn more about this.
Yes, correct. So if you're in the Sealands Grove area the Monday before Thanksgiving, which is the 25th at 3 o'clock, I'll be walking a group around the store. It's all about how to live well with diabetes. Even if you don't have diabetes, still encourage you to come if it runs in your family or if you know a family member that has it. It's a great opportunity to learn more about the best foods to help manage diabetes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Other tours coming up? Any other stops along the way?
I do have some holiday entertaining workshops coming up in our Sealands Grove store and also in our Danville location as well. And this is just a great opportunity. It's an overview of just some great holiday recipes. We'll be talking about some that are in the magazine. So at Sealands Grove, it's actually next Thursday, the 14th at 5 o'clock. And in Danville, it's Tuesday the 19th at 5 o'clock. And all this information is on our Wise Dietitian website.
And I've been to the new Wise Markets and in Sealands Grove. The whole store is new, but there also is the pharmacy's moved over to the other side, which I don't like that incidentally.
Right. It's further to walk. Yeah, once you
I like
the
where
door.
It was. That's another topic.
Change is always hard.
But you have a little niche cut out.
I do. I have a little office right next to the pharmacy, so a dietitian office, and it's really nice. People can just pop in if they have questions as they're shopping. I'm right in the store and accessible to customers.
All right, and you so you have all kinds of live things from there from time to time, and you're available for consulting at
Right, exactly.
At Sealands Grove. That's your store now?
Sealands Grove, yes, and also Danville.
Okay, your banishment to Enola has ended?
We have another dietitian covering that area, so I'm back up this way.
Well, I know you're sure we're busy down there, so that's that's good that you still got those folks well taken care of.
Yes.
All right, any other wellness events? Repeat where to get the wellness events and say wisemarkets.com a couple more times.
yep. Healthybites.wisemarkets.com. You can find our magazine and also our Wise Dietitian page. You can find my specific events and also the podcast too. I don't know if you want to mention about that, Catherine.
Yeah, so we have a podcast. Episode 5 just came out yesterday. Yeah, it's cruising along.
Time's marking.
So there's a new episode every other Tuesday, so you can find that on Apple Podcasts or Google Play. And Beth and I just do quick 20-minute podcast, so really easy to listen to on your commute to or from work, and we just cover a variety of topics. So the one that came out yesterday was "Are Carbs the Enemy?" Which is no, we love our carbs, but just some of the reasons why. We did one on the Impossible Burger from Burger King, our 5 to Thrive philosophy. So a lot of good topics out there. If you're interested, just take a quick listen.
Oh, I'm a fan. So
good.
You don't have to sell me. I just find it interesting. I'm not even allowed in the kitchen, but it's good. it's just good knowledge to have. Plus, I have an informed opinion when you all come
in.
That's right. So I appreciate that. Aaron Dunleavy is based at Sealands Grove and Danville. When it comes to outreach and information events that she does. And you're a Second Street dweller in Sunbury.
I am. Right? I sure am.
Both licensed dietitians and nutritionists and registered dietitians at that at Wise Markets. Healthy living coordinators they are. And we'll see you next month.
See you next month.
More information.
Sounds good.